If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Amy is on the phone, and Amy went out on a first date with a real enophile. And you know what? I don't even know why she wants to get a call back, because I try to stay as far away from enophiles as possible. As a matter of fact, I ask them to let me know if they move into my neighborhood too closely to me. What? I don't like enophiles.
Okay, but what is that?
It means connoisseur of wines. Mm-hmm. It's a word that means connoisseur of wines.
Oh.
Amy went out with a dude named Colin to a winery. Apparently they had fun. Drank a lot of wine. They got back to her place. She didn't get a kiss goodnight, said he was a real gentleman and everything like that. But now he's become short on text and isn't talking to her anymore. So we're going to call him and find out why. Amy, is there anything else that you can think of that could have gone wrong? Because you said everything was perfectly normal.
I guess the only other thing I can think of is at one point somebody spilled some wine in my shoes and I kind of lost it a little bit. But Colin was great. Like, he handled it with such gentlemanly care, and but no, I just can't imagine that fazed him at all, because he was great.
I mean, when you say lost it a little bit, you didn't start like crying and screaming, right?
Or swearing.
I was starting to get upset, but before I got there, he totally calmed me down. So I don't think it was that big of a deal.
Okay. Well, I'll dial his phone number, get him on the phone, and see if we can figure out what happened, right?
Boy, I'd appreciate that, because I'm at a loss as to why he's not getting back to me.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Colin?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Colin, how are you, man? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
It's a radio show. You ever heard of it?
Nah, I don't really listen to the radio.
Okay, well, that's a good
move.
Did I,
like, win something or what?
No, you didn't.
You didn't listen and you could still win.
Colin, we do a segment on this show. It's called the Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not wanting to see them after, they can email us to get you on the phone and ask why. So we recently got an email about you.
All right, is this like a game show or something?
I mean, I guess, sort of.
No.
Yeah.
Like a dating
Colin,
game
yeah,
show.
It's a second date game show right now.
All right, cool. Let's do this.
No, it is not actually a game show. Like, you're not going to compete for a prize here. Well, maybe you're competing for a prize. I don't know. Anyway, we got an email about you from a girl named Amy that you went to a winery with.
Oh, I don't really want to be on this game show anymore.
Oh. Too late, Colin. You're locked in now. Amy wants to know why you don't want to see her again.
She said a lot of really nice things about you.
She was nice, but like she was, I don't like to use the word crazy, but.
Psycho? Would you like to go with that instead if you don't want to use crazy?
That's not.
I mean, there are other words you could use.
Maybe she's just like unhinged or something.
Whoa, unhinged. I feel like that's more intense than even crazy.
She didn't sound unhinged when we talked to her.
You guys talked to her?
Yeah, we talked to her. She sent us an email about your date, and when we talked to her a little bit about it, she sounded perfectly normal to me, said that you guys had a great time, and now you're like, it's obvious that you don't want to see her again.
I mean, it was like, I went on a date with like two different people. So at one point of the day, someone spilled something on her, I guess. She started like freaking out about the spill, and I was like looking, and I didn't see anything. Like, I looked on her shirt, I looked on her, like, everything that she was wearing. I'm like, I don't see any spill. And then she started going on, like, oh, it's on my shoe. She spilled wine on my shoe. And I look at her shoe, and I don't see anything on her shoe. Like, she's really going over the top, and I don't even see a spill.
What?
So I'm like, I'm trying to, like, help her. So I'm like, do you need tissues? Do you need, like, a napkin? Like, what do you need me to do? Like, I tried to be really helpful, but I'm staring at her shoes, and I'm like, dude, there's nothing here.
So it was just the overreaction to not spilling wine on her shoe?
It was way more than an overreaction. It got to the point where I had to take her away from the group and, like, calm her down because she was, like, flipping out about this imaginary stain.
Was she about ready to, like, crack open a wine glass and cut somebody with it?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if she did it. Like, she was being...
Colin, are you serious?
Whoa, wait. Hold on, what's going on here?
Oh, Colin, that's actually Amy. She's on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Yo, like, why is she on the phone? Was she on the phone this whole time?
Yeah. I forgot to tell you that, sorry.
It's like part of the game show, Colin.
Hey! Woo!
Surprise!
All right, well, this isn't really that great.
I don't know. I think it's kind of great. I think it's pretty good, Colin.
It's an honest statement, sir.
Colin, I don't think you realize what's going on.
No, I don't. Like, is this some type of joke? Like, why? I don't understand.
I emailed them because you wouldn't get back to me, and I knew I needed to talk to you.
About what? Like, I don't...
Look, I was going to explain all of this on our next date, but I never got the next date. So I just wanted to tell you, like, that wasn't real.
What?
It was a total fake tantrum. I made the whole thing up.
What?
What? What? Why would you fake being mad over...
It was a test.
A test?
Oh,
who
man.
Gets tests on first date? Like, I'm not applying for, like, a loan or anything. Like, why am I being tested?
I was testing you because... Sometimes I get a little emotional, and I just wanted to see how you would handle it when my real feelings weren't involved. And you aced it. I mean, you were amazing.
You don't see how that's messed up at all. Like, I was legit worried about you. Like, I thought, I'm like, oh my god, what's wrong with this chick? She's going crazy over something that didn't happen. Is she okay? Is she too drunk? Like, I was legit worried about you, and you were just making it up.
It was fantastic. You were so caring. I mean, you, like, aced this test, like, flying colors.
You don't see how you sound crazy, which is even more crazy.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know what? I back Colin on that, too, Amy. Like, the fit is one thing, but then faking the fit as a test on a first date, that's...
No, you don't get it. There are so many creepy guys out there that all they want to do is hook up. And Colin wasn't like that. Like, he was amazing. And that never would have happened if I hadn't tested him. So, I mean, I am so glad I did. Like, I found out what a great guy he is.
Yeah, but that's the reason he's not calling you back, though.
Yeah.
No, look, that's only because he didn't realize it was a test. Like, I'm not normally that crazy, but now he knows it's a test, so everything is great. I mean, he had a connection. Like, he is an awesome guy, and I cannot wait to get to know him better.
Okay, just throwing that out there. I think I'm done.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, everything's not great,
so
Amy.
It's not great? It's not great with you, Colin?
It's not. Like, if you want to keep thinking it's great, if that's what you need, that's fine. But just know that I'm not interested in pursuing anything else.
Colin, no, you're not getting that. That whole thing, I made it up. It was fake. It was not real. So you don't have to worry about that.
And like, you're not getting it. I think you need help. And I can't help.
No, Colin, it was just a test.
Amy.
Like, that wasn't really me.
Amy, I think that Colin might be testing you now to see how bad you want to go out with them.
No, do not lead her down.
That's not what this is. Like, I don't want you to think that. I don't want a stalker. I'm not interested. I'm 110% not interested.
Colin, are you testing me?
I think he is, Amy.
I am not interested.
Yeah. All right, well, let's make sure, Amy. Hey, Colin, would you like to go out with Amy on a second date? We will pay for it.
No, God, no.
I don't know.
Never in a million years.
Colin, you're joking, and this is not funny. These are my feelings and emotions we're dealing with here.
There's no joke. I'm not interested in ever seeing you again. There's no joke.
Amy, listen to him. You're being delusional. He does not want to go out with you.
Shut up, bitch. What are you talking about?
I'm with you, Amy. Hey, look, Amy, I think it's still all a test. I don't think he's going to agree to it right now, though. I think you got to wait it out a little while.
Do you think you've seen crazy? Well, you have not seen crazy yet.
Whoa.
Don't make me mad.
Oh,
what is going on?
Colin, you sure you don't want to reconsider that date just for your own safety?
For our own safety.
Can you guys stop asking if I'm interested? I told you no. She's crazy. I'm not interested.
Who is crazy? I am not crazy.
I agree, Amy.
Oh,
you know what?
Do
I think all of us are crazy.
Don't do that.
Okay, guys, look, I apologize. I got a little emotional. It's just because I'm an emotional person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
But you know what? It was just a test. And once Colin, like, has some time to sit and think about this, he's going to do the right thing. And I know, Colin, when you've had some time to think about this, you're going to do the right thing. You're going to call me.
Okay. Yeah, I'll call you. Sounds good.
All right. Sweet. Thank you, Colin.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Amy, I'm glad it all worked out. And just hang on the phone because I'm sure Colin will come around, okay?
Uh-huh. Thank you, guys.
All right. Yeah, no problem. That was cool. Thank you, Amy.
Bye. Thanks, guys. You made this happen.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, Colin, are you still there?
I don't want to be, but I am.
Yeah.
I'm
Move
sorry.
Out of the country now.